Welcome to Full Potential, Thriving with Neurodiversities. I'm your host, Sarah Intonato. This podcast teaches parents of children with neurodiversities, such as autism, ADHD, learning disabilities, and beyond, to support their kids in reaching their full potential so that they can thrive, instead of letting stereotypes define them. My mission is to end suffering amongst these parents by giving them the tools to heal themselves, which in turn empowers them to be bold, confident advocates for their children. By addressing a variety of topics, such as well-being, advocacy, and spirituality, these parents stop being the victims of a broken system and instead succeed in providing their unique children with exactly what they need to thrive and share their gifts with the world. One by one, these families now change the world through their uniqueness instead of being victimized by it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome. Today's podcast episode is a joyful one. It is also a joyful slap in the face if you find that you are the parent who is so devoted to your child's well-being that you're always plowing on for the next milestone, the next thing to accomplish, and you're never actually pausing to recognize, acknowledge, and celebrate your wins. This is particularly commonplace amongst high-achieving, high-performing people, but very much amongst parents of kids with autism and other needs, because you're here for the marathon, not for the sprint. And with a marathon come a lot of miles to traverse, a lot of hoops to jump through, a lot of mountains to climb. And it can be so easy when you climb a mountain and stand on top of it to just look at the next mountain in front of you that you need to scale instead of actually stopping for a second, looking behind you and saying, wow, look what I just did. And there are two people I really want to credit on today's episode. The first is a colleague and friend, Jason Parker, who is a former Olympian, Olympic medalist, who used this method of RAC, recognize, acknowledge, and celebrate your wins, to actually get out of a training funk as a speed skater and climb to the Olympic podium as a medalist. And I also want to credit someone who works with my son, who's also a brilliant occupational therapist and ADHD coach. Her name is Lori Flynn. And she's someone who basically stood in front of me and said, okay, now, Sarah, it's your time to do this, about a year ago. And these two people in my life really have had the ability to get into my high-performing brain, which is always looking at what's next, what's next, what more could I do, how can I help my kid, and said, hey, wait, let's actually acknowledge what you've just done. And this is important because if you don't celebrate the wins, no matter how small they seem along the way, you're sending out to the energy to the universe that basically says, ugh, I'm never enough. I don't deserve more. This thing, it's like this old thing, you know, I didn't really do anything special with it, or I'm not special. And the fact of the matter is, you're a force. Your child is thriving because of you, because you're here listening to episodes like this. You're doing the work, you're showing up. It's time to acknowledge the energy and the time and the devotion and the commitment that goes into what you're doing. So as we look at this, I want you to recognize that as a parent to a child with autism or ADHD or sensory needs, etc., the wins in your life that need to be acknowledged might be wins that someone with a neurotypical child would completely overlook. For example, last year, after we advocated for my son Rocco to have a place in our local public school, and he started going there, he hadn't been in school for a few months. So we all agreed to start him off with a slightly shorter day, and over the course of a few months, extend his day to a full day, and then include the bus rides to and from school once he was adapted to the full day in school. And we did that. Every week or two, we added another hour of school. We eventually added the afternoon bus ride, and we added the morning bus ride last. And I also want to point out that the bus rides Rocco takes are with the gen ed population. So he's taking bus rides with kids of all ages who are neurotypical. It's noisy. It stops, you know, at all the neighborhood stops. He's not getting a specialized experience. And he really stepped up and sort of embodied that identity of going for it and doing what all the other kids are doing. And he loved it. And I'll never forget the first few days he took the morning bus, his final milestone in adapting to this new school setting with all these neurotypical peers. He'd made friends by this point. He'd been doing great in school. He was happy. He came home happy every day. It was the culmination in a long journey, a months-long journey from having to change school programs altogether to really merging and becoming part of a community. And that first week, he hit the last milestone in this journey and took the morning bus with all the other kids to start the school day, left the house at 7:45 like everyone else. Lori, who I mentioned before, wrote a text message to my husband and I and said, "Hey, listen, I know that during our parent training session this week, we talked about all these other things we're trying to support Rocco in doing and achieving, and there are so many things that we could do. There are so many ways in which we can elevate his experience. But first, I just want you to recognize that you just climbed a really freaking big mountain. Your child, who is neurodivergent, goes to school for a full day, takes the bus with his neurotypical peers, engages with them, is happy, is thriving. Like, just give yourselves the weekend to stop and acknowledge that this was a really, really big mountain that you've been climbing for months." And I was so thankful to receive that message, because even my husband came to me and said, "Hey, I would have just plowed on to the next thing. I wouldn't have even stopped to reflect on all that we did this year in these last number of months." And I said, "You're totally right." And I'm someone who works with coaches and does the self-development work, and I still needed that reminder. So it's time for you to pause. Grab a paper and a pen. Remind yourself this is a marathon, not a sprint. You are killing your mental endurance by not celebrating your wins along the way. So let's hear it. What's one win that you can write down, no matter how small, that you can celebrate now? But in order to celebrate it, you first have to recognize it and acknowledge that this is in fact a win. And I'm going to give you examples of some families that I work with, wins that they're celebrating this week. One friend whose daughter is 7 and on the spectrum and nonverbal, just this week started taking her own water glass out of the cabinet and filling it up at the water filter by herself instead of needing someone to help her. Another client has a child who started using his AAC device, his augmentative alternative communication device, like an iPad that talks, to let people know when he needed to go to the bathroom. Of course, when he's out in public, this is especially helpful. That's something that takes practice. It's an enormous win. That's something he can do and communicate to others who don't know him as well or who don't live in his house. Amazing. Another family celebrated their child getting dressed by himself after his shower in the morning. These wins might go completely unnoticed by a neurotypical population, but I know you're listening because you have a child with needs, so you know that these wins are not small and they take time. Maybe it's time for you to celebrate a personal win of your own. Maybe you got on your yoga mat for the first time in a while and did your self-care this week. Maybe you allowed yourself to sleep well at night instead of overdoing all the things in the house. Maybe you drank enough water today and you're feeling great as a result. These are all wins to celebrate. And sure, maybe you won the lottery and now have $1 billion in your bank account. Celebrate the big wins too. But I encourage you to look for the small ones, because it's usually on the days where you think, I have nothing to celebrate, that you do have something to celebrate and you need to go find it. Now, one thing that's crucial for parents to remember when you're used to the dynamics of raising a child with needs is that I firmly believe part of the stress wiring or the PTSD that parents of this population experience is what prevents them from celebrating their wins in a regular fashion. They're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're always looking for the next milestone, because deep down they wonder if what they've already achieved will somehow be discredited or taken away or gaslit by some professional or someone somewhere. So I want you to know I get that. You're not hallucinating, it's real. But it's also your responsibility to release that traumatic experience. No one can heal for you. No one can change that trajectory for you. It's you. So maybe your win this week is booking in with a therapist or a hypnosis session to release all that old stuff, or doing some hypnosis on your own even to release all that old stuff. And if therapy isn't really your jam, but you know you need something, book in for a roadmap session. The link is in the show notes. Clarity is an enormous gift that you can give yourself and celebrate. If you're feeling so stressed that you don't think you can actually think of a win right now, and you feel like you're drowning, please don't judge yourself. You're not alone. Download the opt-in in the show notes. This is a PDF that will allow you 5 ways you can minimize your stress right now to be part of your daily life. No waiting. It will be delivered right to your inbox. And by receiving that, you'll then receive every podcast episode that I release, everything new that I release, so that you can get yourself supported with tools in your toolbox right away. Now, here's the fun part. I want you to share with me the wins that you've dug up today and celebrated. Come over to my Instagram, sarah.intonato, and hit me up. Send me a DM. Comment on one of my posts. I can't wait to hear how this episode has allowed you to think differently about the things you've already done. And it doesn't mean there won't be more in the future to tackle. Of course there is. There is for me. But give yourself today to pause. Pat yourself on the back. Say, you know what? Job well done. And really feel it. Really bask in it. Job well done. And remind yourself that because of this job well done, your child is going to thrive and keep thriving. And we want you to have the endurance to keep showing up for that work, instead of feeling so exhausted that you can't keep going. And celebrating your wins is going to allow you to keep going. And maybe celebrating is just you telling one other person. Maybe it's taking a hot bath tonight after the kids go to bed. Maybe it's going out and sitting at the coffee shop for 30 minutes and staring out at the rain with no rush and nowhere to be, but just letting yourself pause and be. Your celebration can look like whatever you want. There's no right or wrong. But I would love it if you shared how you're celebrating with me so that I can celebrate you too. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Take care. If today's show resonated with you, please leave a review through your favorite podcast provider, as it's an important step in allowing new listeners to find us when they need to hear this message in their own lives.